When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I am Joko, and joining with me always is none other the lovely, Bray, pink purple haired Haley.
Hey everyone.
This is the Adam Munchies podcast where we talk about life and food here in Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. Flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming. Yes, we're actually doing gaming, surprisingly, today. And of course, one and only specialty of Haley's, K-pop.
K-pop.
So we're going to kind of flip it around a little bit different here. We're just gonna go straight into it, into the deep end of the pool,
which is K-pop,
which is Haley's specialty, K-pop. We're gonna kind of, because there's actually a lot of news K-pop wise that just kind of went off, and so we're just gonna push food to the side.
Yeah,
and we might actually, we're experimenting and playing around with this, so we'll see what people like better. I think it might be better to kind of come on strong kind of thing
with K-pop.
Don't do that to the your women. You don't want to come on strong. You want to play the slow and easy game, right?
What the heck?
But also, if you haven't tuned in to us before, we're also available on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And this is also this is going to be a YouTube video episode as well. We don't usually always have it on YouTube, so please follow, subscribe, and check us out on whatever you're listening to. Ours is Spotify, where we listen to podcasts and everything, so check us out there. Okay, back into it. K-pop already, Haley.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Which one are we talking about first?
Let's talk about the big news that's K-pop world related. Like, this applies to everyone that listens to K-pop.
Okay.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Four letters. Lisa.
From Blackpink.
LaLisa from Blackpink. That's right. So she finally, we already knew, right, that she was going to have her solo album.
We just didn't know when.
It was highly anticipated by everyone. Everyone was waiting for that. But guess what? There's a date.
Yes.
We got a date, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know the date, Haley? Of course you don't. I do.
I didn't. I mean, I looked it up. Wait, let me think.
I know it. So, okay. Well, pop quiz.
September 28th.
Oh.
Is it?
No.
No.
You got one more try.
Go ahead. It September?
It's in September.
10th?
Yes.
Okay, I knew it was something.
The 10th. So September 10th, 2021, this year, Lisa has her debut album coming up. And I mean, with most K-pop mini albums or whatever, that means just like two songs probably.
Isn't it going to be English? Songs? Or did I read that wrong?
I think it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait.
We might have, I don't know. We'll find out. But we'll see. But I like, because I know some people, like I was texting my friend Kat. Mm-hmm. She was asking me like, oh, how many songs is it like? And I was like, probably one or two.
Yeah.
If we're lucky, three or four.
Because it's not a full album. It's just going to be like a single album.
So if you're not used to, because here in the West and, you know, in the States, we're so used to like albums when we hear music albums.
Or they have put out singles too, don't they?
The singles are more like the K-pop albums because the singles are like three or four songs. Mm-hmm. But then like when we say albums here, it's like what? Like a full like 8, 12, 15 songs. Like a full, that's a full album. Mm-hmm. But not in K-pop world. It's a little different, as you can remember.
And they say from, solo like, album, it can still only be like a couple of songs, but we'll see. Right. I mean, like how many was like
Rosie's was two. So that's why I'm just expecting two. But I was gonna say two because their full album, Blackpink the album. Mm-hmm. What was that? 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm trying to think in my head, but that was not even close to 10.
No, yeah.
Maybe like 6, 7.
Yeah.
If we were 8, lucky,
maybe I think I don't know.
That seems like actually a lot for a K-pop album, to be honest. But because what's BTS? Haley is the master of BTS in this podcast. Well, I am just the Padawan. Like, so what would you say? Like for their actual full album?
It depends. Because like with them, it's complicated too. Because like the Love Yourself series for their albums, like some of them will have like 10 songs. But then they'll add it on. And it'll be still Love Yourself, but then they'll combine it with a second one. So the Love Yourself is like Tears, Her, I think, and Love. But then the last one is like,
What?
Like combined together. So it's like two discs.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's all different stuff.
It's all for the merch. So you buy more albums.
You get like more photo cards. Because someone actually asked me this recently too. I forgot who, but then they were like, why they bought an album for TXT and they were like, K-pop, like stans, like, please help a noob out. Like, why is it a different album, but it has the same songs?
Right.
And
right,
I said,
you're like, wait, did I buy the right album?
Yeah. Especially if you're new and to I'm this, like, you're like what the hell? Well, it's because it's just another, like, they call it repackaged albums. Basically they repackage it using different like packaging. And then they give you new photo cards and a photo book. It's basically just for the fans to get more, like
for the fans to get merch. More merch
and or use
the,
more money
or for the company to make more money.
Exactly. It's, yeah, they call them ways. Repackaged albums. I don't know if that's the same here in the US.
Right. So I no, because I've never heard of repackaged albums.
Okay, so in K-pop world it's called repackaged albums. So it's basically the same songs with different packaging, different contents inside. Right.
Growing up here it's like literally the full album comes out because I'm a big Blink-182 fan. So this is my experience from Blink-182 albums. They have, like, the full album come out from Blink-182. Then afterwards, they'll have, like, singles that'll have, like, a couple of the songs. Mm-hmm. Then maybe, like, a live version or acoustic version.
Yeah.
Then, like, maybe an unreleased song that's only that you can hear in the single. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, that's how it works here that I'm used to. So I guess it's a little bit different, obviously.
Yeah.
Actually, not even a little. It's pretty different. We don't get no photo cards.
And then sometimes they'll add on, like, DVDs or Blu-rays as well. But it's the same songs.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. So, but then it's like this. So it's still the CD, but you get a DVD also.
Yeah. So the one is, I think it's like School Love Affair. Okay. I think so that's for BTS. You remember that big one that was like $50?
The one, but then I have the small one that version. Looks like a building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no! That's Festa.
Oh, okay.
But then you've seen the other one. We saw it at Barnes and Noble. But then that one, I have like the small version. But then they call it Special Edition. The same songs, but they just added like Blu-ray and like a different photo card.
Think of it as your music, like CDs here, plus like a fusion of that with how video games are released with like special editions, deluxe editions, complete editions.
Exactly. And you get different kind of like merch, right?
Yeah. Like if you have pre-order bonuses. Yeah.
It's similar to that.
It's really weird. It's really cool though, as a K-pop fan, right? Because you get all this cool stuff that you didn't get shit. With like Blink-182 albums,
except like even like the Spice Girls and like Backstreet Boys. Like I had all their stuff.
Yeah, It's like you don't get anything.
Maybe sometimes you get a poster.
The lyric card. And a mini pre-order post. The poster is already folded, so it looks like shit. Because when you unfold it,
oh, you see all the creases. I stuck those on my wall, though.
Who didn't? I mean, I have my Blink-182 posters like around my room, too. But that's how it was. And that's not how it is anymore, right?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how it is for the U.S. stuff.
That's
true. Because we haven't bought,
everything
like,
is digital.
That's true.
I just have Spotify. And that's, like, all I need. Because it's, like, I don't have to download or, like, do anything. That's I just stream everything.
They probably don't include anything. Like, photo cards.
Only physical albums I've bought recently are, like, some Japanese albums. Like, Asian Kung Fu comes to mind. And obviously K-pop. Like, Blackpink.
But the reason why people even buy K-pop albums is just for like the photo cards and like the photo books.
You know those photo cards are insane because it's like collecting freaking Pokemon cards.
It is like collecting Pokemon cards.
Haley wanted some photo cards, so I looked on eBay to kind of grab her some Jimin ones, and then I like saw how like there's a Jungkook one that's like from some special Japanese like album.
Can only get in Japan.
And there's like bids, and it's like hitting $130. It's insane.
Yeah,
it's
and like people Pokemon buy it. Cards. People buy it too.
Not because I love them, but it's still like the fact that people are paying that much for like these photo cards. Because I mean, you get a random member. You don't even know who you're gonna get.
No, you don't.
So
like out of seven, it's like you have to be lucky.
You have to like to get who you want.
Who you want? Yeah, and because obviously, everyone has their own bias. I want Jimin, and I pulled him, I think, maybe once. Out of all the albums that I've gotten, I've got maybe like 16 albums or something. So like, it's hard for me, but I always pull Jin.
She always gets my bias.
I've pulled him like 6 times out of all those albums.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, but then obviously I want Jimin.
There's actually the good thing too is because I think like in the K-pop community, it seems like a lot of people also trade their photo cards. So like, since it's such a big community, you could kind of like put on Twitter, Instagram or something like, oh, I have a Jimin photo card
looking for
Jin like to trade, which is exactly what happened with one of Haley's albums. Yeah. Thank goodness.
So I bought BTS The Best, which is the Japanese album, and it comes with 2 photo cards. And it was Jin. I pulled Jin.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and then so one of my friends, her auntie, actually pulled Jimin. So like Meg, she connected me with her aunt, and then we did a trade because her bias is Jin, so it worked out perfectly. And I saw like on her Instagram, she had put like, oh, she pulled Jimin, and she's like looking for Jin if anyone wants to trade. And I was like, oh my god, this is my chance.
First off, you said auntie. So see, like Blackpink. Like BTS, all ages, right? Mm-hmm. Like everyone.
Yeah.
So she traded with someone's auntie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Because now I have
and
Jimin.
She has the Jimin cards. She just got it this week. Yeah. And she's
so happy.
So you got, not everyone is happy. You get who you want, especially because we always pull so much Jin. So anyone that's interested in Jin, Haley probably has it.
But then like for Elise, she's bought like so many albums too. I think she maybe only needs like 5 more albums. She hasn't pulled Jin at all.
See, it just depends on your luck. Like
she keeps pulling the rap line. So
like RM, Suga, J-Hope.
Yep, all the time. And she hasn't even pulled Jimin either. Because like I would gladly trade with her if she had Jimin.
Jins,
I have so much Jin.
She's
but
a
then,
Jin-stan. Yeah.
She doesn't even pull him either. I'm like, damn it.
Unfortunate for both of you guys. But I mean, at least you got your Jimin.
Yes. His collection is growing thanks to Joko, who bought me 3 Jimin photo cards.
Yes. I don't know how. Oh, yeah. I asked her to just buy me food. That's how this relationship works. Like with that said, it's the same thing with Blackpink. Like all the albums and stuff we have, I 0 times have gotten Jenny, who's
like
my bias.
Yeah, he gets my bias. He pulled Lisa.
Haley's bias. Yeah, it's like for the opposite groups that we're pulling each other's like bias.
Yeah, that's why my friends are like joking. They're saying like we should switch biases when we pull albums so we can get each other's bias.
I wish.
I'll be like, okay, Jin's my like bias that. Now. So
maybe
I should
it does work
Jim.
Like that. That's how the universe works, probably. But like with even with the photo cards for Lisa, like we'll go back to Lisa now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think if you pre-order from YG. And there's like another, I believe it's K-pop Town for You or something like that. That's another website.
Coco Dive?
No, the one I just said.
Oh, I don't know.
No, the one I just said.
Coco Dive
com.
Also does it too.
No, but the thing is, what I was going to say, it's like also, aside from YG, because YG has like a special promo right now for Lisa if you pre-order the album from them. But this other website is the only associated website where if you buy Lisa's solo album from there, you can also enter to the YG one. So it's like connected to YG. Oh, like
the raffle.
Yeah. So there's a crazy raffle right now. Like, just like you just have to use the heart of the card to pull the Willy Wonka golden ticket. It's basically if you're one of the people that pre-order out of what the millions and millions and millions of people
pre-ordering. And this is like all around the world.
It's not this is like, global. It's not global. Even just, I mean, that's
so you're competing with all the people in Korea that are crazy and buy everything.
Millions of people. Yeah. There's someone in China too that is such a big Lisa fan. I saw it on one of like the IG posts I follow. They for like when Lisa's thing was you know just kind of released like like not too long ago, they bought like you know on buildings in Asia like you could like the lights you could put photos and stuff. They purchased like the like a whole side of a building and was just promoting Lisa, like her picture of her face and then it warps and says Lisa.
What the heck?
From a fan in China.
You'll have to show me this. That's crazy. This
dude is or could be a girl, dudette, whatever. He is probably gonna buy millions of dollars worth of the album just because what you win is you get a minute and 30 seconds of basically a video, like it's almost like FaceTiming here. It's a video call, but it's through Line.
It's
the
like
Line
one app. On one, right?
A one on one. Like video with Lisa herself.
Yeah.
Only 10 people. 10.
That's 20.
20. Only
that's
20,
still like 20 a little people. Bit.
That's like, this is like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, it's crazy. It's cool though.
It is cool. It's a really cool promotion. I was telling him that like other K-pop groups have done that before too. I think Enhypen did it when they were like first starting out. They did the video chats.
Oh yeah,
and especially then also TXT, too, so
it's kind of easier.
But then like I've watched some of like the footage from it, and you're like you're basically FaceTiming them, and they're like looking at you and everything.
I don't know what would I do if Lisa
some of them,
was
like,
looking
panic
at us.
And everything.
I'd be like hyperventilating,
some of them are, like, screaming. And I think there was like one, I don't remember which member it was, but then someone said something really nice to the member, and he started crying like on the video call.
Damn, that's crazy. Like, I don't know what would you do.
Just talk to them like Lisa,
in front of us, like
be like, "I love you," and then like she would probably like start a conversation.
I would just be like,
"Can I just stare at you for like a minute and 20 seconds?"
And don't be scared.
No, you tell her like to say your name or like stuff like that. So because like you'll be recording.
Plus
it.
She knows English.
So she knows English.
Lisa, please say, "I love you, Joko."
Yeah.
Joko, you're the best.
Yeah. Stuff like that. I mean, and then like fans will also tell them like how much they love them and then like talk about like what shows they watched from them and stuff like that.
Freaking crazy. Yeah. Can you imagine? That's insane.
Yeah. Some of them, like if you win, you can write up like encouraging letters and read it to them and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like kind of prepare yourself. Yeah. I'm just going to let it happen. See what happens naturally. Well, I'll probably
some people start crying, of course. Like they scream at them and stuff like that.
I'll probably have palpitations, and you probably have to take me to the emergency room after.
But this video call thing is kind of new. It's just because of COVID. Because like before, I'm pretty sure instead of the video call for Lisa, it would have been like a fan meet in person.
Man. I can't,
because that's what
those
happened.
Are the days, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. For K-pop.
But now, like, I mean, video call is still cool though.
Dang. I can't imagine those like fan meets. I've seen the videos. Obviously, I wasn't a K-pop fan, unfortunately, like back then.
Yeah.
When all of this happened, but you've done one.
Yeah, with BAP.
So Haley's done one with BAP. She's touched their hands.
Oh my gosh!
Like, they high fives, right? Is that usually what it is?
Yeah, it's called high five, and you're supposed to like just tap their hand like that. Yeah. Supposed to. Uh-oh. I was like, this is the one chance. I went like this, and then I freaking interlocked him.
I
didn't
hard.
Do it that hard.
Oh shit, I was gonna
but
say.
But then I was like this, and then I was just like holding their hand like this with them. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so good.
Dang.
Yeah.
And then my
but,
sister
you know,
too.
But yeah, she met twice.
My sister Casey, she did the same thing.
Yeah,
for,
it's meant
what
to.
What was it here? It was here.
K-Con.
Right? It was during K-Con.
Yeah, K-Con.
Twice.
K-Con like does that a lot. Which is good, but then literally they watch you though. You have to go like that and then keep moving you the line.
Yeah.
But for the BAP one, it was only 100 people. So like we took a little bit longer than just like doing a high five and walking on.
That's crazy. Yeah. Can you imagine? Because I'm sure
they have like this aura. They look like more. I was telling him, I was like, if you think they're perfect watching them on like TV, they're more perfect in person. Like, how is that possible? Wow. Like, how? They look perfect. Like, they're not real. They look like anime characters.
There are certain like really famous people out there that have auras.
No, I know, you're crazy. Telling me. That's crazy.
Like when I saw Jennifer Aniston in person, yeah. I was like, "Holy shit, she's glowing." Is my eyes?
It's insane.
What's wrong with my eyes? Yeah. Like, am I going crazy? Nope.
They just have that.
They have aura. That aura.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I heard Brad Pitt has it. Like, I think one of my titas, my aunt, said that she's seen Brad Pitt, and it's like he's glowing when she's like so.
Yeah, there's certain people.
And I guess BAP has. I'm sure if you see BTS, they definitely have
probably have to have that. But I mean, like, I've seen them in concert, but then because I wasn't close enough, like, it wasn't the same.
Yeah, I think And I think it's also different when you see them not just performing.
Yeah, like if you're in like a if it's more casual or
like you said, even like just the meet. Like, when they don't have to actually perform, when you're seeing them
Yeah, that's true. Casual. Yeah, it's different, like, if you see them up on stage. Because I've seen, like, lots of K-pop groups.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't get that aura from them. It's just because, like, they're performing.
Yeah. They really have, like, the lights are on them. Yeah. They have the aura, like, they're using it right there, that's like, for the fans. Mm-hmm. So, but, I mean, that's something crazy to think about. Can you imagine? Because I saw those videos where, like, fans were meeting, like, Blackpink, and it's crazy.
It's so much better though. People were giving them stuff.
Like, yeah. Jisoo got the Pikachu hat. Yeah. Someone gave her, and then Jenny, someone got like her like a light that said Jenny, and she actually took a photo. Like, it's in her room.
No, I know a lot. They keep all that stuff, and then the thing is that it's sad because it's probably not going to happen now over cause of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to allow their like superstar artists to keep stuff like. You know, like someone might have it, like COVID, or like, I don't know, someone might sneeze on it and shit.
They just have to like more precautions now. It sucks. But then like even for those ones in Asia, to get those fan meets, you have to do a raffle. And it's through buying albums. So they buy multiple albums.
So this is kind of like the global experience for people who aren't too familiar, right? This is kind of like the step, like, into the door.
Yeah, like, so you can buy as many albums as you want, and one album equals, like, one entry. So, but that's I've seen it before. I was like, people buy, like, so many. Because I was like, why are these people buying so many of the same album?
It makes sense. It's not just for the photo cards. Because, to be honest, if you get the right photo cards, you could probably just resell photo cards and get your money back, at least.
Yeah.
But at this, like Haley said, it's, I mean, what kind of other place or can you experience this, right? Like, especially K-pop right now, how big it is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other way to, like, meet or talk to your, like, to your, like...
Not unless you live in, like, Asia or, like,
to
Korea.
Any of these artists. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Good luck to everyone out there that bought it off. It's only if you buy it straight from, directly from YG or from that website that I told you.
The thing is,
if
like...
If you buy it anywhere else, you're not going to get entered.
I was going to say, the thing is, like, we would buy it. The shipping is $50. It's more than the freaking album.
Yeah, that's the thing. Actually, the other website, the one I brought up, remember, it's, like, only $30. So I'm going to probably maybe look into it a little bit more. But yeah, there's also pre-order bonuses and other cool stuff, so you check it out. They even released, like, a little teaser thing. I don't know if you saw
it. Oh, yeah, I saw it.
It's, and like, then, lightning.
Like, I know. I was like, there's no music or anything. It's just... darkness and Lisa with lightning.
Just thunder, yeah.
But the actual album looks cool. It's gold, right?
Yeah, it's like Laker colors.
There's a gold and black version?
There's like, two versions. And one of them, like the one that's gold on the outside, looks like Laker colors because like the L
is like purple.
So for those Laker fans out there, you can definitely get it. Plus it says L and it's like the Lakers kind of thing,
that's
right?
True.
So it looks really cool. It's like really, really, really nice looking, the actual thing itself.
Yeah.
It's super,
it comes with photo cards.
Super clean. Like super duper clean.
Photo cards and then like photo book, right?
Yeah, typical photo cards.
Did
photo
it come
book.
With anything
pre-order
else?
One.
Oh,
you
got pre-order.
Maybe like, I think there's like a little, actually, I wouldn't know. I'd be just lying to everybody right now.
But you always get photo cards.
It's just photo cards. Polaroid, probably.
Yeah, I think it's a Polaroid or like postcard. The good thing about getting like solo albums from the artist,
right,
you're guaranteed a photo card of her.
If Lisa is your bias,
yeah,
you will get plenty of Lisa photo cards.
Exactly,
100% roll.
So for BTS, there's nothing like that
because
none of them are doing solo.
There's no gacha No gotcha involved. You're gonna win.
I was like, can Jimin come out with a solo album so I can just get his photo cards? But yeah, but I don't think BTS is gonna do that.
No, I doubt it.
They're always gonna be seven of
them. They're a package deal, so you can't do that way. But I mean, that's pretty cool, and I think we'll probably look more into it after this, right? Because we have the weekend ahead of us to kind of get everything sorted and figure that out. But I kind of want to get, because we have, I didn't even buy Jennie's solo album yet. Because it came out before I even listened to K-pop. I know. It's been a while since she had her solo.
Yeah.
But she only had that one song too. So this one looks more interesting. We didn't even get Rosie's either.
No.
Because none of us like are really a Rose like bias.
Yeah.
That's your record though, right?
Yeah, she's my record. The thing is that like I'm concentrating on BTS. That's why.
Right. So I mean, I'm thinking about, because I like Lisa too. Even though like Jisoo's my record, I don't. We'll see if she ever gets a solo too.
Yeah.
Because I mean, everyone except her has a solo now, right?
That's true.
But yeah, I think we'll look more into it because I mean, especially because Hailey loves Lisa also.
Yeah,
so.
She's my queen.
Fingers crossed. If we end up getting that like Lion video raffle.
Yeah, isn't there like golden tickets too or something?
Yeah, and there's like, I didn't even read about that, but there's like Willy Wonka golden tickets. I don't know what the F it does. I didn't read much into it. Yeah. There's like 50 of them or something.
I think 50, I don't know what you get though.
You get to go to the Wonka factory.
Blackpink?
The Lisa factory.
La Lisa factory.
But yeah, so I we'll double check that. We'll find out. So after that, I mean, damn, that was a lot of K-pop.
Yeah.
Actually, we could still keep going. But we got to kind of move on and turn the page to the next chapter, which is gaming. Because the funny thing, the running gag on this is kind of like me and Haley always joke. I always say like in the beginning, like, oh, anime, gaming, K-pop.
Yeah, we never talk about gaming.
Because the only gaming stuff we have is like...
Well, it's Animal Crossing.
It's Animal Crossing for her. And then the only thing I play now these days is Genshin.
Right.
Guess who else also plays Genshin, guys? We finally got her.
I'm part of the Genshin gang now.
The Genshin Sim Squad has a new member, and it's Haley.
Yeah, I started playing on Sunday.
What's your character's name?
La Chimolala.
Of course it is, right? Oh boy. But yeah, I mean, since I've been playing for a while, since release.
Yeah, so he's been like almost a year now.
The one year anniversary is the end of September.
Oh,
so
that's coming. Wasn't it the 28th?
28th.
So that's why that other
date. You're confused.
That was other date in my head. I was like, I know it's something September.
See, she's in deep that she, instead of remembering Lisa's release date, she remembers the Genshin anniversary.
I got it.
No, but okay, because I want to hear this coming up, because you know I've played for a while, so I could say I'm pretty experienced and I'm a veteran player, right?
Yes.
How do you like the game, especially coming into it, you know, this late? Like, what did you think of the game itself?
I'm like addicted. So I started playing on Sunday, and I already told him how I am with games. If I like the game, I'm going to be playing it nonstop.
I see it now. Yeah. I'm witnessing it. Like,
yeah. Because like when Animal Crossing came out, I was playing it like I was working like eight hour days.
Haley got a new job. It's called Genshin Impact. So she quit Animal Crossing. Now she works for Genshin as full time Genshin player now.
Yeah. So I've been playing since Sunday, and I'm already AR 23.
Jordan,
how many days is that? Like 4 days.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
What did you think about my characters when you met a lot of my characters?
So, like, he's been helping me a lot with quests and, like, just...
After you hit this level 16, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I could do co-op after level AR16.
Yeah.
Right. And then, so he came and helped me, and he could freaking, like... He's OP, basically.
I always told her, I'm like, dang, I'm pretty strong. But that's before she played.
Yeah.
Then when she got an idea of how much damage she does right now, which she sometimes crits for, like, a couple hundred.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, wow, I get, like, triple digits now.
Yeah, so, I mean, she sees... Because my Zhongli is, like, decked out. Like, he could spam his, like, ultimate or his burst move, like, all the time. As soon as the cooldown's done, the way I made it, it's like I could keep dropping meteors or like meatballs on everybody. But they like hit for what, 70k crit? So it's
insane.
Like, she kind of has an idea now.
I was like, I'm
who the real zaddy is.
I'm freaking noob. Like, but
I am your zaddy.
Yeah, he is zaddy Zhongli, basically. Even my friend Drilla, who plays, she just started playing, I think, was it the beginning of
not
this
too
month?
Long ago, too, yeah.
Or she's, last month. But, she's like, she's too. Freaking high level now. Because
she just started very recent.
Yeah, like maybe two, last month or
like,
something.
Like, yeah. And yeah. She has a C6 Kazuha.
Yeah.
Without paying for anything for
but
that.
It's funny because she always calls him Zaddy Zhongli and he's her Genshin savior.
I like
because
he helped her a lot too.
From the beginning. And then now he's doing the same thing for me. That's why I was like, if I was going to get into it late in the game, it's not too bad for me just because I know that Joko is going to help me. Because
all the people who started Genshin, like, you know, when I did, when it came out, we had a
wish
I knew back then that I knew now.
Yeah, so he tells me to, like, use my resin every day, do my 4 daily quests every day.
Don't let that resin fill up. Yeah. Just make sure it's, like, being used all the time.
And then find those Oculus things, the white star little, on the map.
Yeah, those little the different ones bring up your stamina.
Yeah. It's a really good game. Like, honestly, I knew it was going to be a good game. From when I saw it when you first started playing, but I was too in deep with Animal Crossing. I could.
That was last year.
Yeah, because September, Animal Crossing was still popping.
Oh, yeah.
But now there's been like absolutely no like new content for it.
Basically.
Even
yeah.
The community, like a lot crickets. Of my friends have moved on to Genshin. So I was like,
isn't
I don't.
That crazy? Like, yeah. It seems like your whole Animal Crossing community, everyone doesn't
stopped.
Really play that
yeah.
anymore. They're just in Genshin.
Like, yeah, we. Play it. I mean, I still like log on sometimes for like play dates and stuff, but it's not like 8 hour days anymore.
That's crazy.
It's maybe like
yeah,
because 5 minutes.
8 hour days is Genshin now.
Now
that's
it's maybe sometimes it's maybe it's like 12 hours.
Literally, she's like in bed next to me. I'm already sleeping, and it's already like because I have work, and then it's like almost 1 o'clock. I'm sleeping. She's just like still playing.
Yeah.
I hear like Xiangling or like. Someone, Beto, like yelling
yeah.
because they're doing attacks and stuff.
So I know, because like, you can hear my mouse clicking
oh,
like
that's
really
what I hear
fast.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, dang, it's so loud.
I play on mobile, so but she's playing on her laptop. So,
yeah. So
yeah,
the reason
I
why
the
I didn't choose to do mobile is because I have zero space on my phone, and then so that was another reason why I didn't play because I was waiting for it to come out on the Switch,
which
they originally
which they
announced.
Haven't. Yeah, like the first. The announcement
yeah.
for when it was going to
like
release,
a year ago, no?
before it was going to release, like Genshin in general, the Switch was initially included.
Yeah.
I don't
so
know
they
what
didn't
the hell
do
happened.
That. If they did still that, I think there. They would have gotten a lot more players. Like, because a lot
oh,
of people
yeah.
play on the Switch.
I mean, because now, because then they had it for PS4 and PS5 along the way. That's doing strong too. And of course, when I think mobile came out, PC.
Yeah. A lot of people play on PC. I think the only two people I know that play on mobile are you and Jirla.
Right. A lot of people play it mostly on
PS5. Yeah.
And then there's a handful that play
it
on
PC.
That
yeah.
we know of on PC. But
yeah.
there's a lot. Like in Asia, it's mostly PC. And I think mobile.
Yeah. For me, because that's why I was like kind of worried. Because I was like, I don't know how to freaking play. The only PC game that I've really played is MapleStory. But you don't use a mouse for that.
Yeah, like barely.
Yeah, so like this one, I was like, oh my god, I don't know how to coordinate myself.
I'm used to it because of all
yeah,
the MMORPGs.
World of Warcraft?
I played a lot of WoW and then also playing Final Fantasy 14,
yeah.
like online. So it's like I'm
oh,
so
yeah, you
used
the
to
mouse.
It.
Yeah, I was like,
if you play MMORPGs, this should be easy. But the only thing that sucks is you can't, like the keys are binded. So you can't even move like some of the attack keys. Like it's where it is
yeah.
in the movement. So it's like, kind of learning curve because I'm so used to strafing and stuff the way that most MMOs like have the keyboard
yeah.
set up. This one's different, so I mean it's a little learning curve
yeah.
too.
I mean as long as I can attack the enemies, but sometimes I'll move the mouse too much and then I'll be like freaking the camera angle will be all fucking off.
I imagine you're just like what?
I'm like
what
hitting the wall and there's like I can't see anything. I'm like what the heck.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm climbing the wall I can't even freaking click off to like jump. It's like weird, especially it's hard with my nails.
Right.
Like, I have a hard time with the keyboard.
And I told Haley like at this point right now all you got to do is just save those Primo gems.
Yes,
that's the currency for using gacha and
yeah.
you know gacha with all mobile games yeah. is gacha in every game.
Mm.
Yeah, so you can pull like really good characters.
Yeah.
Raiden is coming in a few days, guys.
Yes. This is going to be my first like official
Raiden Simps Rejoice. This is like the next big like banner that
yeah.
everybody has
yeah,
been waiting for.
Cuz she's an Archon too, no?
Yeah, so I want to complete her for like my Archon collection cuz Archons are the kind of like the gods in Genshin. Venti, and I have Zhongli. So I need Bao.
I
need
Raiden. I really like Venti a lot. Like, if I was to cosplay, I'd maybe cosplay as him.
Plus, he's like, so cute. He's there in the beginning of the story a lot. Where Haley is.
Yeah, where I am. he's still so cute.
She's kind of still in Mondstadt and had went through that. I know you're in Liyue now.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
But
I'm
then you get to know Venti a lot, especially in the beginning, because I didn't really know, and I didn't pull for him in the beginning, because I didn't know
how good he was. Yeah, but then he had like a second rerun,
God, thank God he had a rerun.
That's what I was telling, I was talking to one of my friends about that, and I was like, I really like Venti. But she's like, she's like, it's going to be so long. She got him on the second rerun because she just like started playing, I think, in March. Yeah. I was like, damn.
It's going to be a while.
But maybe they'll have like other characters. So there's this one character that I want to pull for, Kokomi. I think she's after Raiden's banner, right?
She basically looks like Haley.
It's so funny because he keeps saying that. And then like a lot of my Animal Crossing friends who don't even know that you said that, they're like, Kokomi is basically you, Haley. You have to pull for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be great because she's water, and then like, because water reacts with like almost every, basically every element.
I know. I was,
and plus you heal, and like, it's going to be awesome.
I was struggling because I didn't have any water in the beginning. I couldn't. I was like, but what now, am I supposed to do?
Now you have Barbara.
Yeah, now I have Barbara.
Kind of helps, right? Yeah. Especially in the beginning. Like when you're still learning and like your characters aren't what they are now.
Yeah,
these days.
Dying from those fire mages. I was like,
the abyss mages. Yeah, those are still kind of hard unless you have water too, like, you know, here for even at our level.
Yeah, just think of the elements. He says it's like Pokemon, so like weakness.
Yeah, I tell her to
fire is
don't
weak
overthink
against
it. It's kind of common sense, except for a few.
Yeah, because like, there's something like super.
Why is Electro weak against ice? Some of them are like weird. So I kind of
Same with Pokemon when they went out from like water, grass, and fire. Remember, the there's like elements. Fairy
now
and dark. Yeah,
and
then you get
confused.
Stuff. I'm like, I'm still confused about that too.
But Genshin Impact,
yes,
now part of your life.
Yes,
and it's definitely been affecting. And I mean, you haven't even been in it for a week yet. And it feels like you've been playing for like months because of how much you play. It's kind of crazy.
Because I'm trying to catch up to everyone. I'm super new.
Oh, because I was going to. Okay, so with Jirla, though, like her friend that just started, maybe just like basically when Kazuha came out, right? So that's like maybe almost 2 months. It's crazy because she's AR 51 now.
Who?
Jirla.
Oh, Jirla.
That's insane.
Yeah, she's funny, though, because she plays at work.
Oh, yeah. If you're lucky enough to get a job where you can kind of have the chance to do it.
Yeah, but she's fucking high. Because I remember when he was, like, talking to her on Discord, like, when she was a fucking noob and she was picking up potatoes.
I was like, stop picking up potatoes. We're trying to go somewhere. And she's like, wait, I'm going to get this potato.
That's me. I'm like, that's me now. Because, like, I have to pick up everything.
I was like,
you
can buy these potatoes later. You don't have to get these potatoes.
So that was, like, not that long ago. And she's already, like, AR 51.
Now she's crossed the line. She's on this side now.
So I have a long way to go. I have, like, 30 levels to go still.
Well, we're almost there.
Almost.
Kind of.
At least I got the co-op already.
Yeah.
I was like, how long is that going to take me? It took me like a day.
And then you're going to hopefully get Raiden. You're going to pull on Raiden too, right? I think.
Yeah.
A couple tries, but then save some for Kokomi.
Yeah.
I really need Raiden. Like I said, she's part of my collection. I need to see like more info on her too, so I can see if I want to get constellations on her. But we'll see. We're almost there.
The main thing is just
to get her, for you, I think. Yeah. Especially for you, like.
Yeah.
Your Raiden's going to be low level for a while, too. But
yeah, because I can't.
It's going to make a difference. So.
As long as I have
her. Can't wait. I'm excited. Oh, I'm excited for Raiden, but at the same time, not excited because I don't have enough Primo Gem save, like, to make a lot of pulls.
How many do you need?
Well, it's 160 per one pull, so.
For one pull, not 10. How much
the
is 10
the 10 pull? The 10 pull is times 10, so 1,600.
Oh, my God.
So I have about almost 5,000 saved up again. So let's hope and pray.
That's only like 50 pulls.
Yeah, if anything. Not even though.
Oh my gosh. I have like 2,000.
So let's fingers crossed. I have to pray. I have to do chants. I have to do all this crazy shit.
You know who I think is gonna Jirla gonna try for her?
Of course.
Oh, I bet she'll pull her because she's so lucky with her pulls. I feel.
Well, obviously, who gets a C6 5-star
character? Yeah, when she doesn't pay. She doesn't pay, right?
She pays, but then specifically for the Kazuha one, she didn't spend money.
Yeah.
Somehow. And she got C6. So it happens, guys. I believe it. I've seen it happen. I've heard it happen.
Yeah, and then because I saw someone else that tried to pull for Kazuha, they spent like $300 and didn't get him.
Didn't even get him. Yeah, I know. See, that's why it's just you don't know. Mm-hmm. You really don't know.
$300.
Man, that's crazy. Insane. But I'm excited because now Raiden's almost here.
Yes.
I'm excited. Nothing more I can say about
now that. Now he can talk to me about it.
Now she knows all the lingo and all the stuff we're talking about.
Yep.
How exciting.
Yeah, he already prepped me though. So like when I was playing, I already kind of knew stuff.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, we're not going to be talking about I guess the only thing I'll bring up with food. Is that we're going to go eat at Sergeant Pepperoni's because we're going Costa Mesa tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Sergeant Pepperoni is like this local like mom and pop pizza place. Yeah, so good. You should go because the pizza is really good quality. And also they have these things called pizza pinwheels.
They're so good.
It's like a spun like cinnamon roll. Think of a cinnamon roll, but inside is mozzarella, tomato sauce, and whatever
pizza topping you want. I usually get the spinach and ricotta and broccoli.
That one's so good.
It is so good.
I usually get, because I love pepperoni, everything's pepperoni for me. And they have like a Hawaii Five-O pizza, which is pepperoni with pineapples. Because I know everyone hates pineapples. I love pineapples.
I love pineapples,
but too. I like pepperoni. I'm not a big fan of like the Canadian bacon or like the ham. So this was perfect for me. Can't wait. Sergeant Pepperoni's. Check it out. They're in only one location, and that's, I believe, in Costa Mesa. Mm-hmm. So if you're ever in the area, Sergeant Pepperoni's, because that's where we go.
It's
when,
so good.
Right before, like, usually when we go Costa Mesa for days when Haley has to get her hair done.
Nails
done. her BTS and nail art done from Hannah. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Sergeant Pepperoni's. That's all for food. Because honestly, I'm going to look back. Damn, see how much time we took talking
about everything else? Me that.
Haley doesn't realize how much we talk about stuff sometimes. That's why I'm trying to get her used to it, just like Genshin. Like, I'm trying to tell her, like, this is how long we actually really take. It feels like we've only talked about K-pop for 5-10 minutes, but it's been like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Whoopsies. And this was supposed to be a short episode. I'm sorry.
In Genshin, I'm sure it took almost like 15.
Yeah.
And you thought it's maybe like 3-5 minutes.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that just shows, you know, we're still enjoying doing this. This is just to give everyone a heads up. We might be only doing these video episodes possibly for only like once a month now. Mm-hmm. Plus, we're going on vacation soon in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So we might not be able to put out an actual video episode. And that we're thinking this might be a good time where we can just start maybe putting a video once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But we still want to put out once a week the just podcast episode. Only. So definitely it's just podcast only. That's why I want to emphasize, please check us out and follow, subscribe on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Anchor, wherever you listen to your podcasts, because that's where you'll listen to us and you'll see updates from us every week. We always usually release every Sunday our new episodes. So if you only listen on YouTube, don't think we're gone or we're only talking like every once a month. It's still every week, but you got to listen to us and check us out on our actual podcast. It's Anna Munchies Podcast, which we might also change the name pending. We're still talking about it because we want to, we're still talking more about it because we've learned a lot. We've been doing this now for over 6 months.
Yeah.
And I think I've learned a lot with the podcasting, and she's learned a lot too, figuring out a lot of these things, what works, doesn't work. So we might, you know, like evolve.
Yeah.
Did evolve to the next, to the next level and kind of, you know, kind of like condense it and make it, you know, pop more and make it more interesting for you guys. Because we want to talk about stuff that's interesting to us, but at the same time, not put you guys to sleep.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be as structured. And I think more free-flowing, more conversation, more questions, and just excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Just like today, right? Look at Haley gets lost in the podcast.
I know, whoops.
So that's a good thing, though. So, I mean, I had fun this podcast episode. Hopefully, we'll hear from you guys in the future to see if you guys are enjoying this. Any words of wisdom for everyone this weekend?
Good luck to those who are pulling on Raiden.
And good luck to those pulling on golden tickets from Lisa and trying to FaceTime with her.
Yeah.
Or not FaceTime, like Line.
Yeah.
Line video. Still with her.
FaceTime. Video chat.
20 and 2 million people.
Or something. More than that, probably. Like
millions of people. Yeah, so good luck. Best of luck to everybody in the world. Everyone needs a little bit of luck here and there right now. And I'm excited for Sergeant Pepperoni's, to be honest. I'm we haven't had pizza. Hungry right now. We haven't had pizza in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time to eat. Anyways, as always, thank you for joining us. Anime Munchies Podcast. That's Haley. I'm Joko. And as always,
peace.
Peace. Just as soon as the cricket started, like, cricketing, whatever they call it. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.